Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. I hope everyone is transitioning nicely back to school with the natural adjustments that are understandably there. Remember that kol haschalos kashos, all beginnings are difficult. The beginning of a new school year is always challenging, and coupled with the fact that everyone has been out of school routine for so long, makes it all the more challenging. So be patient and recognize that with time, Emeretz Hashem, everyone will get into the swing of things more smoothly. We're nearing the end of the month of Elul, which means that Rosh Hashanah, followed by Yom Kippur, are around the corner. As women, this means that we may be thinking about menus, grocery shopping, cooking, and winter clothing. Together with these household and practical thoughts, we may also be thinking about tshuva, reflecting on the past year, and wondering how we are supposed to make Yomim Noraim meaningful when we are responsible for so many details going on in the house and with our children. How is a married woman who may not be able to be in shul or daven much approach and experience these holy days properly? The answer to this question, ladies, lies in understanding the role of the woman in a Jewish home. Of course it's nice to daven, and we should make efforts to get our children toys and treats that will allow us to have some time for formal tefillah, if possible, on these important Yomim Tovim. But more than that, let us refocus on the true message of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, is the day that we are re-coronating Hashem as our King. It's the Yom Tov where we proclaim our pride to be a Jew. And when we ask ourselves, am I serving Hashem as a loyal citizen? Am I living the details of my daily life in line with the instructions that Hashem has given us in the Torah? You see, one way to anoint a king is to stand on the hilltops or in the town square with a ceremony and publicly proclaim the king's kingship. This is what we do when we blow shofar and gather in shul for tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. But another way to anoint a king is to go home and to follow the king's laws and guidelines at home in your daily life. By bringing the king's commandments into your house, you are proclaiming in a private way that you are a loyal participant in the king's country. When you bring Hashem into every corner of your home and into the small actions throughout the day, you are affirming your loyalty to Him and the lifestyle He wants us to lead. Saying brachos with your children is anointing Hashem as King. Dressing with dignity in line with halacha is anointing Hashem as King. Strengthening your emunah and giving chizuk to a child or spouse is coronating Hashem as King. Staying calm during the Yom Tov Suda and creating a happy atmosphere in your house is anointing Hashem as King. The Yomim Noraim afford us an opportunity to proclaim in a quiet but meaningful way that we are subjects of Hashem and we do our best in our daily lives to follow His will. So as we move through the next few weeks, let us ask ourselves daily, am I coronating the king with my daily behaviors and choices? Hopefully this avodah, this service, will bring merit to us as we daven for another year of life to be shared with our loved ones in line with the will of Hashem. Ksiva v'chasima tova to you all.